Chapter 1. A Beautiful Blended Mind. We all use our rational and aware conscious minds to see ourselves as individuals and make logical decisions. It is our rational thinking that drives us to constantly acquire new knowledge and consciousness. We grow our consciousness and expand our reasoning through ongoing education. While we search for knowledge all our lives, only understanding can satisfy us. Being aware is how we understand and navigate our world. But if we only had rational, conscious minds, we would be markedly different from who we are now. The rational mind is individualistic and selfish. It is clinical in all our actions. There would be logical rules for everything in our lives. We would be stubborn to a fault and unwilling to ever make an exception. Our world would be based entirely on personal observation and statistics. Nothing would be accepted as unknowable. We would control everything we experience, and our words would become as real as physical objects. Man would become his own god. In the famous book The Interpretation of Dreams, published in 1900, Sigmund Freud was the first to theorize about the existence of the unconscious mind. For more than 4,000 years prior, educated individuals, religious experimenters, mystics, and adventurers experimented with their mysterious inner worlds by going into trances, which were usually aided by psychedelic drugs. Their goals were familiar: to promote dreams, to heal, to solve problems, to overcome pain and fear, to increase strength, and most importantly, to communicate with God. The term trance today has been discredited in favor of the more scientific term, hypnosis. Most contemporary scientists since Charles Darwin agree that the human mind has evolved from a much more primitive mind. Biologically speaking, our human mind is millions of years old. Ancient man, unlike us, was not consciously an individual person. He was part of a tribal group that shared a common essence or soul. He was not in control of his world and did not even think he was a member of the superior species. Because the cause of all events was external to his understanding, ancient man was preoccupied with magic and his god, or gods. He was as moral as we are today, but given his primitive existence, he had different ideals and values. In real life, we are always thinking with both our aware and unaware minds. The idea of two separate minds inside one brain doesn't seem very logical to us today, especially when we can't see our unconscious mind on an MRI scanner. The best objective evidence of unconscious activity is an observable unsolved mystery. Based upon fMRI or functional MRI research, unconscious energy is believed to materialize in our observable brains out of nothingness, only to disappear again in nanoseconds. This unconscious energy does not appear to reside in any one special place. I think it helps to visualize the unconscious as the archaic and unaware brain functions we all have. In his 2010 Comprehensive Survey of Contemporary Research of the Unconscious, published by the Advances in Cognitive Psychology, Louis Augusto distinguished unconscious knowledge from conscious knowledge as independent of conscious thought, age, and IQ, more robust, holistic, and inflexible, and more task performance-based than conceptual. Unconscious information is described as having a different quality than conscious knowledge, and it is speculated to come from a different visual pathway. The unconscious has long been observed making wellness decisions entirely without the support of the conscious mind. We cannot explain how we acquire unconscious knowledge or how we access it. We cannot even verbalize how the information is organized. We receive more information through our unconscious than we can experience through our conscious, and we process this information much faster. Researchers at Columbia University Medical Center found that test images that appear and disappear so quickly they escape conscious awareness still produce unconscious activity in the brain.